All right, so I decided to develop a LinkedIn profile. Not like one for a resume and trying to find a job, but for my poetry. I figured if I'm looking for an agent, when I go to LinkedIn, or even just tap into other people who are in their business career but have not tapped into their creative side and get an audience from that social media perspective, right? Not sure if a lot of people use LinkedIn for this premise, and I could be wrong. I just have a friend of mine, Tommy Maloney. You know, he's a great friend. And he's been using LinkedIn exclusively for a long time. And kind of following his footsteps right now. And I'll tag him. So you can check him out too. But yeah, I figured why not use LinkedIn for that and see what kind of audience I can develop from that, especially a professional audience that maybe, you know, to have more connections in this space that I'm trying to get into, you know, writing and poetry and trying to get an agent and go from there with it, right? So, if you guys, like, you know, have you guys tried LinkedIn in that perspective, in that way? You know, if you have, you know, let me know. And if you haven't, why not? I think we really have to look at, you know, so many pieces of social media. And if you're not putting your content on different social media platforms, then if you're putting all your eggs in one basket, it's you know, you gotta spread your eggs pretty much, right? You just can't put everything just in one place. Now, if you're doing YouTube, YouTube is known for long format. That's great. But you can take that and put it on, at least, especially if you not to have their staff shorts, right? So you can definitely put that on IG Reels, stories, or even TikTok and stuff like that, and still use the same content from the short. And then draw people over to, you know, your video content. But then you can also put your videos on LinkedIn, you know, so you can definitely do that as well, right? And do maybe, you know, have that on YouTube and LinkedIn as well. And don't forget Facebook. Now, even though Facebook doesn't really monetize you, but you can really build an audience on Facebook still. That audience is getting older, you know, so you have to look at the kind of content they're really looking into. But you can still, you know, go into Facebook and do what you do on YouTube on there as well, and just kind of, you know, upload the raw. I would say upload more of the raw footage up there now after you edit everything. It does take a lot longer, the process of uploading, so it's not a easy process like how YouTube has it. But it's exciting just learning new ways and really becoming, like, you know, a social media marketer pretty much, right? And if you're not, and actually I'm actually doing a free course from Google on social media business marketing. And because I'm a business, right? I am taking my poetry and I want to place it in a book and I want to sell it. So I need to market it as such and treat my brand or build my brand up into that. And figure out ways and how to get people to me. And of course, making content. And the podcast is one form of that. Video is another. I think video is huge. But even giving people different perspectives of yourself. I may, you know, I'm going to go back into doing my podcast again with video and doing, you know, interviews. But this right now is more about just really spreading your shit around social media and seeing, like, you know, what can you get. You know, some people have more followers on one platform than another, and that's fine. You know, you still want to build that up anyway, still have that. But you're going to have that. You're going to see why one platform has just taken heed to you and boom, it's blowing up. And that's where you kind of want to spend your time at, especially with just monetizing you. There's a new platform called Clapper. It's I found out about it a couple months ago. I've been using it. I've grown up to 200 subscribers already in the past few months. A couple months I've been using it. It's very similar to TikTok. doesn't have a lot of features like TikTok. So what I found myself doing is, you know, editing a lot on the exterior part and then uploading it so then it could look like, you know, a nice piece. So it's very raw, like, you know, they really, you know, they do monetize as well, which is pretty cool, especially you go live. You know, I had went live once and made a, I think a dollar or 20 cents. I made 20 cents. And so I was like, oh shit. I was like, okay, I got to do this more, and I haven't done it. So, you know, I think live is where it's at. If you listen to this right now, any social media thing that you have, whether it's YouTube or IG or TikTok, live is where it's at. That's the next biggest thing. Like, you know, when I go to TikTok live, the amount of shit I see this one guy just walking through Japan and it's snowing. It's beautiful, right? So the windows of the world that you're going to able to see through live, it, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that's where media will go to. And I mean, when I say media, like, you know, like shows, like, you know, you may begin to get live shows. You know what I'm saying? That's just right then and there on someone's iPhone. Like, so there's so many different things you can do right now with live. You gotta be creative with it, but you know, it's live is where it's gonna be the next biggest thing. That's where, you know, people will have their show and you get whatever you get from it, you know, raw in the flesh. So these are things you really think about, folks. Like, you know, social media changes. If you're older, like I am, you know, how are you keeping up with it? You know, are you really diving deep into it? Do you find it difficult? And if you do, that means you're not working hard enough at learning it, right? There's plenty of stuff on YouTube to teach you. Start following people who are, you know, showing you things. You know, get into a free course like from Google that I'm doing. There's so many options out there to learn. You have, you know, Skillshare, Udemy, and I said this before already, like, you know, I keep on saying that. I'm not sponsored by any of them, wish I was, but you gotta find, you know, your niche, and then once you find your niche, you gotta definitely go in there and hammer hard at it, you know what I'm saying? And it's not gonna be overnight, folks. It's gonna take time. It's gonna take some time. You being consistent, and yeah, it's gonna be hard. You're working, and guess what? After work, you have to post. That's really what it comes down to. You're gonna have to post after work, you have to record after work, you have to do a lot of things after work. After you, and if you have a family, well, after dinner, after tucking the kids in, after freaking fucking your wife, you know, once all that is done, now you gotta go and you know, start recording shit, right? So this is something you have to get done. You have to find some time during the day and make sure that happens for yourself. You owe it to yourself. Now, if you don't succeed at it, you're not working hard enough. You're just not. People have figured things out. You got to get in a group. Facebook has great groups, so join a Facebook group. You know what I'm saying? LinkedIn, like I said, you know, sometimes you might have to pay for some stuff. You know, I paid for certain things. I've got my money's worth out of it. Sometimes it was a crapshoot. I didn't get my money's worth out of it, right? So I've gone to Fiverr, hired people to do certain logos for me. You know, if I felt I couldn't get the design I want out of myself and someone else could do a better design, I paid them for it. You know, so, you know, there's also an option as well. If you don't have any money, you have to build up and save for it. It's not that costly. You know what I'm saying? So you really got to figure out what you really want to do and then hammer hard at it, and that's it. But LinkedIn, yeah, going back to LinkedIn, I'm going to see how this platform works for me. I'm going to see in this aspect, right? So I developed a whole, you know, Johnny Nomad Presents LinkedIn. So if you guys can go out there and check me out and see what you guys think. I would love to for your feedback. I'm going to switch up my background cover. Probably put a different picture on, but definitely go into more of the video route because I know video is what attracts people. So I'm going to post up some things I already posted already, whether it's on YouTube or IG, and see what kind of hits I get from that. So I already posted Government Cheese up there. That's always been one of my best videos I've had so far. So I'm reposting that, and I'll post another one as well. So I'm not posting on the weekends on LinkedIn. I just think because on the weekend I'm not looking for a job, you know, or I think, you know what I'm saying? So I think I would assume Mondays would be heaviest, and that could be totally wrong. Someone, if you're listening to somebody from LinkedIn, let me know what you guys have, like what your data says, if you guys can share your data. But I'm gonna have to figure out like what's the best time during the week to really post on LinkedIn to get the most results. Right now, I think I'm gonna hammer them hard with content right now. That's the only really way to really find out your you know success rate of at what time of day and what day to really post. So gonna hit them up with some content starting on Monday and do that for the rest of the week. I'm gonna see if I do maybe 2 pieces of content per day and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? And see how it flows and how much of a response that I get. And if I get, you know, the response I'm looking for, especially looking for an agent of a literary agent, then great. Let's figure that out and make that shit happen. So it's about making connections, people. It's always about making connections. It's always about making connections. Not just with your audience, but with people that's in an industry you're trying to get into. Listen, you can't do this alone. You know, a lot of people try, but you can't. Even if people say, oh, well, I need an agent. I published it on Amazon. Well, you need an Amazon. You didn't do it alone. You know what I'm saying? So even if it was no Amazon, you just printed your books on your own. You know, you needed the printing press. Like you just can't do it on your own. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to get that shit out of your fucking head. And no doubt, take as many tasks as you can. You know, if you don't have money up front. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to budgetize yourself. Understand that, hey, people have certain knowledges and skills that you don't have right now that you need so you can promote whatever you're trying to promote. And if you don't realize that, then you're going to be fucked. So let me know if you guys use LinkedIn. If you're not using LinkedIn, I encourage you to do it. Do a test. See what kind of response you get. Let's have a bigger, broader discussion about that. I would love to talk about that even more. LinkedIn. Let's see how it goes. Bye.